What was the official line from the police? Have you ever had a conversation with the police to find out what they know?
Not really, was they? Not until we did that big miscarriage and the police said they couldn't do anything about it. Just didn't know who I really was, so what could they do?
Clem, when you met Jane, what was it like to hear her story?
Shocking. Appalling. I couldn't get my head round it to begin with, but I didn't discover until the day of my birthday in 1968, when Barbara was very, very upset. She was sobbing quite a lot, and I just asked her outright what was the matter. And that was when she showed me the birth certificate, which she had been issued not so very long before. It was issued to her on the 18th of July, 1967, and it claimed she was Barbara Shaw. Now, I knew from the moment that there was a travesty. If she was Barbara Shaw, what was she doing being married as Barbara Hall, even in a marriage as Barbara Hall? So that's when I started delving into things, and it's been a mammoth task, and I'm still researching what could have possibly have gone wrong.
Having heard what Jane has said, she sounds like an incredible, a remarkable person for having been through what she's been through. Do you think that the events of that moment when she was taken from the little village near Hitchin, do you think that has defined her life, or has she become a person in her own right?
She's now a person in her own right. She has more confidence to deal with matters. But she still leans on me, because it was through my tenacity that I acquired a passport for her, an official status. So now she is recognised, at least.
You both sound, am I right to say, you certainly both sound very happy with how things have turned out. You're in extremely senior years now. Do you both look back on your life, particularly Jane, and feel that overall you've had a happy life?
I think that is the one main thing about our lives together. We have been exceptionally happy. We've had togetherness, which is sorely lacking from a lot of marriages, let alone people who live together as partners.
I suppose when I met Clem and he listened to all my sorrows that was deep-rooted in my mind, he helped me through a very difficult time. Yes.
Well, it's been fantastic to hear your story this morning. Absolutely incredible. So, Jane, is your journey going to continue?
Oh, it's got to be, hasn't it? That's gone on too long just to let it die. Now it's got to go on while I'm on this earth. I keep digging.